Locker room chats continue here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tam, and we are now talking Riverside Cyclone basketball, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. We're joined by the girls' head coach in Craig Burns. Coach, let's talk about the opener on Tuesday night. You take on a very good team in Donovan West, the top 10 team in the 2A classification. D West able to get that win 48-23. Just kind of the initial overall thoughts and takeaways from that game on a Tuesday night.
Oh, they're a very good team. Balanced, they have good guard play, and also they have the forwards to support that. So they have a good team. Coach Smith is a good coach, has them together, has them ready to roll. So I look for them to go a long way.
How do you look to improve upon that game Tuesday here in the next couple of days, getting ready for Troy on Friday?
Well, for us, you know, we have people that are moving into, like I said, the first time we talked, starting positions, and then we have freshmen that are filling in the coming in and substituting it. And I think they was a little nervous and trying to feel their way. And plus, I was rusty too. You know, that was a gauge type of game. We kind of know what we have, but you don't never know until you get into a real situation like our game last night. So we saw some things, saw some bad things, saw some good things. But it was good that we played a good team like Donovan West, that we can really gauge and say, okay, this is what we need to do. One of our main focus was our transition defense. We let too many layups. We talk all the time, what are the two most made buckets in basketball? And that's layups and free throws. And we gave them way too many layups, you know, balls just going over our head because we wasn't getting all the way back on defense. So we will correct that, work on that. I was really happy on rebounding. When we played in the Jamboree, oh man, we wasn't rebounding the ball at all. But we worked on that and they improved that. So that's what we got to do this year. We got to keep identifying areas that we have to improve on and then work on it and be better when we step out on the court next time. So
yeah,
what we plan on hopefully doing on Friday.
Yeah, next time on Friday, you mentioned there, you'll be at Troy. It'll be our feature games on 103.9 KNZA. And, you know, you look at Troy, they're off to a good start this year. They got really good guard play, one of the better guards in the Northeast Kansas League in the Wettstein girl. And, you know, they got wins over Hiawatha and Jackson Heights to kick off their season. But the challenges with the matchup with Troy on Friday, what are they?
Just like you said, the Harper, she's probably making buckets now with just setting up class. So when she steps on the court, she can shoot, she handles the ball, and she has good height, you know, for somebody that just can shoot over somebody. Sometimes you have somebody that's a smaller player, you can kind of affect them. But she has a good height, and she knows how to play the game. And they set good screens for her. You know, they are not scared to put the body on you to free her up. So we're going to have to be mindful everywhere she goes. I mean, even when she's warming up, we need to be like, okay, she's over there in the corner, wherever. So once we do that, then, you know, then we'll trickle down to all the other players and try to put some focus on stopping them also. So
yeah, you mentioned again Harper Wettstein. Do you put, you know, really the heavy emphasis, you know, not just specifically for Troy, but when you play teams that have just a dynamite, you know, top-tier kind of player, is it just a scenario where you really have to put all the emphasis in stopping them and then just kind of, you know, hope the supporting cast just doesn't maybe do enough, kind of a certain scenario like that?
Yeah, we look, I have some film that we're going to look at, and also I know them from last year and the year before, but, what I like to do most of the time is, you know, like cutting, you know, I like to cut the head off the snake, you know, and then see what the rest of the body can do without the head. So that's what we're going to try to do, take that head off the snake and not lack any focus on the other players, but we really have to know where Harper is at all time.
There it is, Riverside girls basketball coach. That is Craig Burns joining us. Again, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones at Troy on Friday night. That'll be our feature broadcast on KNZA 103.9. Coach, we really appreciate the time as always. We'll see you on Friday, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Look forward to talking to you, and appreciate everything you do for Northeast Sports, and God bless.